Sami Malik has been fasting from dawn to dusk since the start of Ramadan. As a waiter at a popular Middle Eastern restaurant and market, he is constantly surrounded by the sight and smell of food and drink. But that hasn't tempted him to deviate from his faith.
When I make good service and the people enjoying about the food, I feel happy, you know. When the people is just telling me, oh, it's good food, I like it, it's very delicious. So I feel good, you know.
Malik is observing his first Ramadan in the U.S. since arriving from Algeria less than a year ago. He says it's about mind over matter.
Usually the first day is too hard, you know. But first day, second day, but after that it's like habituation.
Imad Rababe manages the restaurant. He says he tries to accommodate his Muslim employees.
To start off, you know, I give them frequent breaks throughout the entire day to go pray. I pretty much give them all time to eat at around iftar time. And they have frequent breaks throughout the day. If they get tired, you know, I allow them to sit.
Other employers are also trying to accommodate the religious needs of their Muslim employees.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Every Friday, this conference room at a government agency is made available to Muslims who want to pray. Imam Johari is director of outreach at the Darul Hijra Islamic Center outside Washington. He says Ramadan is not supposed to be a hardship, even though it falls this year on the hottest months.
It is meant for people who are mature, who are healthy. But if you're pregnant or you're sick or you're on a journey or you're elderly or you're a minor, you are not obligated to fast.
But Muntasir Sarsour says there are challenges not always within his control.
You can't get away from unmodest girls unless you live in a cave. That's not going to happen. But you just try your best to lower your gaze and keep it moving.
There's difficulties and distractions everywhere, so especially in this society here in America. You can't always rely on God to do everything for you.
And I just don't think about the time. And in my mind, I'm saying this. I know that I'm going to eat at four. Just wait.
For Muslims around the world, that patience is rewarded with a traditional iftar meal. And here in the U.S., it is often shared with people of other faiths. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.